Welcome to the Consciousness Anywhere and Everywhere podcast. I am Shannon O'Hara, and I invite you to a completely new world of possibilities. Hello, beautiful people out there in the world. It's Shannon, and today it's just me, myself, and I. And I'm sitting here on my sofa in Australia, looking out at the ocean, and it's 5:30 in the morning, and the sun's already been up for half an hour. And if you hear bird songs out in the background, that is because there's birds out in the background, and I'm not recording this in a quiet studio room. I'm recording this on the earth. And I would love to explore and talk about something that I've been really inspired by recently, which is forests for futures. And if you've listened to a couple of podcasts ago, I did one with my dad called Actions for Futures. And Geary is able to create awareness around how to create the future. And it's something he's taught me and is so big in ways that I am still discovering. Recently in Costa Rica, there was a big access event, and they announced that they were going to start doing something called Forests for Futures. And it started basically as a financial project, as a way of taking care of part of the forest that's been reestablished on this large piece of property in Costa Rica. And the Costa Rican government pays to reforest, and it pays to maintain and upkeep and protect that forest for 5 years. And then after that 5 years, the government stops paying for it. And usually what happens is most of what's been reforested gets used for timber use. And I think you guys have noticed that the trees are in, they're disappearing. So I've been on this really interesting journey. So let me tell you from the beginning. So if you guys know me at all, you know I grew up with Access Consciousness. Geary is my stepdad. And I was at the first Right Riches for You class that Geary and Dane both did like a million years ago. Not really, more like 17 years ago in California. And they did the class in my dad's living room. And it was the first Right Riches for You class. And it's a money class. And at that point in my life, I guess I was like 23, and I was living in my van, not because I wanted to be homeless, but because I was a super righteous, very hardcore hippie. So I'm in this Right Riches for You class, and Geary is talking about money. And up till that point, I mean, I had no clue what my financial reality was. You know, being a 23-year-old, not many 23-year-olds have a clue about their financial reality, and not many people have a clue about their financial realities, let alone 23-year-olds. But I had no clue. And I went to the class just for fun because I could. And my dad started talking about the willingness to have money and do you like money or do you hate money? And at that point, I was struggling. You know, I had a credit card debt, as all Americans do. And I was young and had no idea what I was doing and is digging myself into deeper and deeper debt with my credit card. And, you know, he was talking about, do you like money? Do you have money? Do you have peace with money? You know, so on and so forth. And I started looking at my struggles with money, and he got me to look at, like, do you love or hate money? And I was like, I like money. But then I had to really look at it, and I recognized that so much of my point of view and attitude towards money was always negative. I was resentful towards it. I was angry that I had to earn it. I didn't want to use it. I thought it was raping the earth. It was like the root of all evil, so on and so forth. And then he asked a question that was the real life changer that I've only just recently remembered, which was, if you had, you know, $100,000 or something, he asked, like, well, basically the crux of the question was it easier to change the world with or without money? And he said, if you had all the money in the world, what if you could buy up all of the endangered rainforests and do conservation and reforestation of deforested lands? And that was the first time I saw how money could be used to create the world I wanted to live in. And fast forward 15 years, 17 years, they announced Forests for Futures in Costa Rica last month, actually, early last month. And in that moment, I had this light bulb went off and all of the dots connected from sitting on the floor in my dad's living room all those years ago in Southern California and having that first contact of cognition of how money could create the world I wanted to live in. And it was for the forests that the inspiration came. It was the awareness that that could be possible, that I could actually put money into preserving, reforesting, protecting, owning, stewarding the forests of the world that have been one of my greatest sources of pleasure. It's like I'm one of those people that just loves being out in nature, and the forests and the trees have been one of my greatest allies in my journey to consciousness. They are one of the primary beings and entities that I learn from about what consciousness is, because there's not a lot of people functioning from being, but the trees be. There's not a lot of people functioning from knowing, but the trees know. There's not a lot of people functioning from perceiving, but the trees perceive. There's not a lot of people functioning from receiving, but the trees taught me about receiving. And so the trees are one of my greatest allies in consciousness and confidants in my life. And when I was, 23 and that question came into my world about, what could you do if you had all the money in the world? It was the inspiration for the forests and for the trees that got me to see that money could be used for that. And I didn't think at that time that I could achieve that. And it still seemed like a hope and a dream and way out of my reach. So fast forward to, this year, I'm 40. Last month, I also turned 40. So it was interesting. I learned about Forests for Futures and that sort of inspiration came back into my life. And I have more money now than I've ever had in my lifetime. And I've actually been extremely good at saving money for no particular reason other than I just like to have money. And it was when they announced Forests for Futures that I realized what all that money I'd been saving up was for. And so I'm in the process of educating myself on that project, and not just the Forest for Futures project that's happening in Costa Rica with the El Lugar property, but also the Forests for Futures that is the willingness to work for and with the earth to generate and create its resources, and one of my greatest loves, which is the trees. And so now I have this new revived inspiration for creation, which is for that. And so this isn't a save the trees and save the earth point of view. This is this other way of functioning that is really beginning to grow within my universe, which is getting and functioning from gifting and receiving. I've been so gifted to by the earth, as all of us are and all of our bodies are. And it's this ability to create with that energy that's what's so exciting to me. And it's like if you look at it like this, okay, so your body is an organism of the earth. It's literally made from the same materials that everything on the planet is made from. Without the earth, you have no body. Without your body, the earth would totally thrive. In fact, when you leave your body, when you quote unquote die, your body is going to go back to the earth. In fact, everything is going to go back to the earth. Everything goes back. Everything is borrowed from the earth and goes back to the earth. Your house, your body, your car. Everything goes back to the earth. And so if you are connected to the body, honoring of the body, receiving with your body, enjoying your body, accessing your body. Your body is then a contribution in its receiving of the earth. If you're disconnected from the body, meaning if you spend the majority of your time in your head. It's like, how many of you guys all have had that experience where you've been sitting at your computer for multiple hours and you get up and your body super hurts, but you got a lot of good work done? But it was the work of the head, and it's the thinking and the analyzing, which isn't wrong or bad. It's just that it's really head work. And what are the ways in which you can then reestablish a connection to the body? And do you have that as a choice that you make? And so I've been facilitating, you know, the Access Body classes for some years now, and I've gotten so much from that process in the sort of prioritizing or bringing up the conversation about the value of the consciousness of the body. Because right now we live in a very head dominant culture or cultures on the planet. It's like what you think, how you analyze, how you figure it out is what's considered valuable. And do you or do we trust the body? And it's this lack of trust in the body, lack of valuing the body's awareness, intelligence, consciousness, contribution, that I posit is contributing to a lot of what we're seeing going on with the earth. The earth is ultimately our biggest body. It is our body. Without the earth, we wouldn't have our little bodies. So the earth is our body, and our little bodies are how we enjoy our big, this big gift called earth, the ever-giving gift of earth. And are you enjoying the earth through your body? Are you receiving all the gifts that the earth has to offer? And, or are you living in an environment where a lot of the earth energies are no longer vital? And I've spent, you know, and if you've probably noticed, cities are becoming sort of more populated and more dominant. And a lot of the rural cultures are moving into cities. And in fact, a lot of the rural areas and wildernesses are being eliminated. And so we are on the planet at a very interesting time. And I think most people are like hopeless or have their head in the sand and or they're avoiding dealing with the reality of what's going on with our bodies and the earth. And what I am inviting all of you guys to look at, to be, to potentially choose, is to not give up on the earth and to recognize that it's not about fighting for the earth or going against progress. Because I see a lot of that happening. It's sort of like save the whale, save the trees, fighting against technology or industrialization, all of which is, you know, most of us probably don't want to go back to living without indoor plumbing or, you know, internet. It's like, I know I love Wi-Fi and without it, I feel weird. So it's this question of what can I be, what can I contribute, and what can I receive with my body to gift to the earth, to receive from the earth, and to restore, invite, and create with earth energies. And that's a huge part of what Forest for Futures is, as the willingness to really contribute financially to adopting a tree or, you know, putting money towards reforestation and maintenance of these indigenous forests that are there just for beauty to enjoy and to contribute as a contribution back to the earth's natural immune system and cycles. There's tons of incredible science out now talking about how trees are how we can neutralize a lot of the carbon emissions on the planet, and it takes some X amount of trees to completely restore the Earth's balance. And that's real. And it's such a, I'm so like heartwarmed to recognize, like, I'm in Australia right now, as I mentioned, and you know, when you go to the health food store and you go to buy, like, for example, we bought some laundry detergent that has a program that every bottle of that, you know, when you buy their laundry detergent, they contribute some X amount of dollars to the reforestation of this huge rainforest belt here in Queensland that's been 90% decimated. So it's like there are these businesses that are using their business as a way of also gifting back to the earth, which is so easy to come to the conclusion that that's right. But what we really need to recognize is it's actually just a choice. And it doesn't have to be about you financially giving back to the earth. It can also be about you enjoying your body as a way of restoring the earth's energies. I've been getting more conscious, more conscious all the time. And recently, if you listened to even more than a few podcasts ago, I did another one with Gary called What is Pain? And if you haven't heard it, you really need to go listen to it. And Gary talks in there about how pain is a power that we're all refusing. And so it's sort of like, what pain are you using to avoid the abilities, the powers you could be choosing? And it's when you avoid the ability and the power that you have pain. And so I've really been taking that to heart and really using that information. And so fast forward. So I got to Australia in the beginning-ish to middle part of November. And a couple days after we got here, I was waking up in the morning with my mouth feeling like I had eaten like way too much salt the day before. And this like not nice feeling in my head, but I couldn't, it wasn't really like a headache. It's hard to describe. It was just like this weird feeling in my head. And then the more days I've been here, and I think I've been here for like 2.5 weeks now, it's like this taste in my mouth that was like I ate way too much salt has like progressively like persisted. But I was paying attention. I was like, oh, okay. And at first I concluded like, oh, it's salt. Like I ate too much salt like in that meal. And I was like, oh, that hamburger must have had so much salt. So on and so forth. Conclusion. But it didn't. I was really minimizing my salt intake for days and days and days. And like some days not adding any salt to anything just to see if I could get this like feeling in my mouth and in my head to like go away. And it wasn't changing. In fact, it was just getting like more and more intense. And so finally I was like, okay, duh. Okay. So this is a pain. Okay. So what ability is this? And I actually had to ask that for some days. I was like, okay, so power, ability, what ability is this that I'm not acknowledging? What is this that I'm not getting? And I'm standing there asking my husband for some help to ask, and we're staying in this house right on the beach in Noosa that's just got 180 degrees ocean views, and we're like right on the ocean. So it's like ocean, ocean, ocean. And I'm standing there up in the master bedroom, and my husband's asking me some questions, and he's like, well, what is this? And like instantly the whole ocean just like started to like sparkle at me. And I was like, oh, is this the ocean or something? Or my husband might have even said, like, does it have to do with the ocean? Because I kept on talking about the salt. And as soon as he asked, it was like, yes. And it was so clear that it was the ocean in my body being aware of the ocean. I was like, okay, so what is this? Like, do I have to gift to the ocean? Does the ocean have a gift for me? And to be honest, the only information I got in that whole process was like, go swimming. And I was like, oh, okay. So then that day I made a priority to go for like a long, you know, swim in the ocean. So I went out in the ocean and I was playing and swimming and just being there and like enjoying the waves, and which is one of the awesome things that you can do here in Australia. And I was in the water for like 25, 35 minutes, just being, receiving, doing the ESB SOP energies, which if you don't know what that is, those are incredible classes and energies that Dane here facilitates, which SOP stands for Symphony of Possibility, ESB, Energetic Synthesis of Being, which puts us, our bodies, our beings, like in connection with all energy, all molecules, and just playing in the water. All of a sudden, I start thinking about Brazil. And I'm like, oh yeah, and I start thinking about this class I'm doing in Brazil next year, which I am. I'm doing a class in Brazil next year in March, Money Come, the Art and Magic of Gifting and Receiving. And I was like, ah, I'm going to be in Brazil in March. I was like, I should make some appointments or ask some people to take me out for some like time in the Amazon. And so I can start to look at properties out there to see if I want to buy some of that land that's either needs to be reforested or that I can conserve, like whatever. So the thought, I'm like, okay, I'll make a point to take that time out of my schedule while I'm in Brazil. And then this whole download of doing this class called the Forest Class comes to me. And it was like, it just clicked into place. And it's the ocean basically told me, you know, about this class, the forest class. And it was like, aha. And all of the elements came together for creating this class in Brazil, in the Amazon next year. All of the proceeds for the class will go to Forests for Futures. And the whole class will be about receiving with our bodies, receiving the gifts that the earth has to offer, not from the head, not from a good idea, not from significance, but totally from the possibility and awareness, the awareness of the earth that is so lost amongst the head tripping and the thinking and the feelings and our television and our distractions and our relationships and our cars and so on and so forth. So it's this new possibility of creation that, and even talking about the forest class, I can tell, even I told my husband about it afterwards. He's like, well, what do you mean? Like, what's it going to be? And it was interesting because in even trying to explain it to him, it felt like it was compressing or lessening what the energy was. And so it's this invitation to a way of creating and being that most people aren't like willing to have an awareness of because it's so undefined and it's so space and it's so not significant and it's so Easter egg glory and it's so out of control kind of thing, which is how nature creates itself. It's like nature doesn't create itself by analyzing problems, by having its feelings hurt, by working really hard. You know, it's like nature generates without expectation, without obligation, without need. It's like if there's a parking lot left long enough, nature will take it over. It's one of the incredible things about nature. It's like you cut down a tree, but then more can grow. It's sort of like this great teacher that we could all be more like and have far more generative lives. So Forest for Futures and the Forest Class is there to invite all of us to get out of our heads, the endless maze of thinking and analyzing and computing, which really will never access your body and the gift of the earth. And it's like, happy body, happy earth. So what if today you could enjoy your body? Have you enjoyed your body today? What is your body asking for? And are you listening? Enjoying the body, honoring the body is the free way that each and every one of us can contribute to the earth. And really, truly, what if a happy body could change the world? Please feel your body now. Will you go on this journey with your body called your life? And receive the gifts that having a body has to offer. Learn the tools that make life easier. And let's enjoy this earth, not mourn this earth, and be the gift that creates the world that all of us would like to live in. Oh yeah, and I forgot to tell you that after spending that 35 minutes in the ocean yesterday and getting that information about the forest class in the Amazon, this morning I woke up and my mouth feels totally normal for the first time since I got to Australia. So listen to the weird, unusual cues that the body gives you. Sometimes the reason we think the body is going through what it's going through isn't what the body's going through. And so asking the question, especially when there's pain, you have to ask, what ability is this that I'm refusing? What potency is this that I'm refusing? You might just find some amazing ways of changing. Thank you for listening to this show. My target is to make consciousness easy to find and choose. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes and share this with somebody who you know who might be looking for more consciousness in their life. You can visit me on shannon-o'hara.com or talktotheentities.com. And to learn more about the amazing tools of Access Consciousness, you can visit accessconsciousness.com and be sure to subscribe to the podcast.